ISIS is one of the terrorist organizations controlled by the British deep state. We are faced with fearsome terrorism that spills rivers of blood in the Islamic world, targets civilians in the middle of Europe and the most populous locations of the USA, and threatens the whole world without any regard to religion, race, or ideology. This atrocity rears its ugly head sometimes as the PKK, sometimes as Boko Haram, sometimes as Al-Qaeda, sometimes as the YPG, sometimes as Shiite militia groups, and sometimes as ISIS. The terrorist organizations we see resemble the tentacles of an octopus. All of them are controlled by a single mind. They target civilians. They tear apart the Middle East. They are striving towards making it impossible to live in the West. They deem shedding the blood of the innocent an essential method. Among the most prominent of these organizations is ISIS, which has supposedly emerged in the name of Islam, but massacred the highest number of Muslims, spreading with an unforeseen speed and force, and effectively turning the Islamic world into a bloodbath through atrocities of inconceivable proportions. ISIS's affiliation with the British deep state. It is a well-known fact that more than 3,000 British have joined the terrorist organization ISIS, including agents of MI5, the British intelligence agency. About 600 among them underwent military training in Britain. 1,500 Britons take active part in armed skirmishes on ISIS's side. Among the British who joined ISIS, at least 250 of them were medically trained. About 150 of their commanders are British citizens. The most notorious among them was the executioner known as the Jihadi John. Still, 5 Britons leave their country every week to join terrorist organizations. The British deep state employs ISIS to turn the region red with blood. By means of ISIS, it martyrs hundreds of thousands of Muslims. While doing so, it also alters the borders of the Middle East. There is no place for violence and terrorism in the Quran.
The terrorist organization ISIS is unceasingly spilling blood. And what is more is that it is doing so under the name of Islam. Yet terrorism certainly has no place in the religion of Islam. The fact that Muslim is written on the ID cards of the terrorist and them carrying Muslim names do not make these savages, who kill innocents without remorse, Muslims, and their murders can never be dubbed Islamic terrorism. According to Quranic moral values, a Muslim is obligated to treat other people, whether a Muslim or not, fairly and kindly, and to forbid corruption in the earth.
I seek refuge in God from the accursed Satan. God does not love corruption. And killing a blameless person is one of the most flagrant examples of corruption. Killing one person is the same as committing as big a crime as killing all of humanity. If someone kills another person, unless it is in retaliation for someone else or for causing corruption in the earth, it is as if he had murdered all mankind. And if anyone gives life to another person, it is as if he had given life to all mankind. The Quran deems those who carry out massacres by using the name of Islam and calling them jihad as murderers. No Muslim who has taken the verses of the Quran and the practices of our Prophet, peace be upon him, as his guide, can commit such a crime.
Islam orders love, mercy, and peace. On the subject of belief, Islam allows people complete liberty in a way that is precise and clear. The verses on this matter leave no room for any misinterpretation.
You have your religion, and I have my religion. There is no compulsion where the religion is concerned.
God calls all people to adopt the Islamic moral values as the model through which mercy, compassion, and peace will reign supreme over the earth.
You who have faith, enter Islam totally. Do not follow in the footsteps of Satan. How can the ISIS terrorism, supposedly perpetrated in the name of Islam, be prevented?
The only way to eliminate radical terrorism is to reestablish the reign of the spirit of Quran on the Islamic geography. Those who believe and were made to believe that the solution lies in violence and terrorism should be told that. The Quran is the sana, sayings and teachings for our Prophet, peace be upon him, and that the Quran is sufficient. The Quran principally preaches forgiveness, love, and mercy. There is no compulsion in Islam, and every person is free in his or her opinion and belief. The Quran deems murder a grave sin. Muslims are under the obligation to establish and preserve peace. The Quran commands just treatment in all situations. Muslims should invite people to Islamic moral values only through eloquence, not through compulsion and force. And the so-called hadiths that are cited as a basis for violence are actually false. Raising the Islamic community's awareness through an education built upon the Quranic conception that calls to love and peace will take away all the means of the radicals who incite Muslims to violence. Establishing on the earth the reign of love and peace as commanded by God will irrevocably bury terrorism in the pages of history.
Thus, all the schemes the British deep state and other deep power centers have devised by exploiting terrorism will be thwarted.